Today's recording is dedicated by Hannah Snitkovsky for the sake of the ascent of the soul of her great uncle David Ben Shimon that passed away yesterday. May he rest under the wings of the Shekhinah and with a prayer that we may all live a long and beautiful life as he did. One of the most well-known legends recounted in countless fairy tales, movies, stories, books of lore and yore is that of the one who's able to vanquish the dragon, gets the princess, gets to marry the princess. But what's less well known is the fact that the source of this anecdote is the Holy Zohar. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in the Holy Zohar said, Man de kotel chavya, the one that's able to slay the chavya, which can be translated as serpent or the primeval snake, but also could be translated as some kind of monstrous creature. One that slaughters the chavya, Yohavin le Barta de Malka, is given the daughter of the king. One of the most mysterious sentences in the Zohar that Chassidus explains at length. What does it mean that one that kills the dragon, one that slays the serpent, is given the daughter of the king? So the Alter Rebbe explains in the Kutei Torah on this week's Parsha, we know that our Parsha is Ki Teitze LaMilcham Aleivecha, when you go out to battle against your enemy and you will see a beautiful woman. And of course, everything in Torah speaks to all of us every moment in time. And we're all being told when we go out to battle against our enemy, we will see a beautiful woman in captivity. So the Alter Rebbe says that the Zohar says in another place, Shas Tzloisa Shas Krava. When is the time of battle? When do we go to war? When you go to Daven. The Zohar says, Shas Tzloisa Shas Krava. The time of prayer is a time of war, of battle. Which, before we even go further right away, is an unbelievably important thing to bear in mind. Next time you go to Daven and you're like, oh my God, I'm not in the mood and this is so hard and it's so annoying. The Zohar is telling you it's the time of battle. It's a time to go to war. Going to battle is not supposed to be easy. But the Alter Rebbe explains, what does it mean? What's this battle of battling the dragon? He says that's what it's referring to, this battling of the serpent that you have to vanquish and then you get the princess. So first the Alter Rebbe says, the princess is your pnimius halev, the innermost part of your heart, what's called the nekudas tzion, the point of Zion. In the innermost part of your heart is a bechin of Eretz Yisrael, is Israel, is Zion. It's the part of your heart that always wants God, always loves God. That's the princess that you have in your heart, the daughter of the king. And you see, most of the time we're not in touch with that princess. We don't marry that princess. Most of the time, ruchnius, spirituality, serving God seems like a burden. So often we're not in the mood. We wish we would have that feeling of wanting to always be connected to God. We wish we'd be one of those people that wants nothing more than to daven and to talk to God and to meditate on God and to do mitzvahs and to learn Torah. We wish we would marry that princess which is inside us in the innermost part of our heart. So the Alter Rebbe explains, so you know what you need to do? You need to go to war. You need to battle the dragon. You need to battle the serpent. What's that serpent? It's the thoughts, speeches, and actions that you do that are not for God. It's those aspects of your personality that the snake's venom permeates. It's those aspects of your personality that would much prefer to binge watch an entire season, then learning a Blat Gemara, that's the snake that you need to battle. Yeah, you're not in the mood to serve God because you haven't redeemed Zion. You haven't married the princess. You haven't come to the Pnimius Alev, the innermost part of your heart. That's why you're not in the mood to serve Hashem. So you know what you need to do? You need to go to war. You have to go to war to get to that princess. And how do you go to war? How do you do battle? You need to contemplate, proactively use your mind to contemplate and meditate on God. Even though you're not in the mood, not just that you're not inspired, you're feeling dead inside because the princess is being held captive by the dragon. And therefore you need to go to battle, you need to fight. You proactively meditate. And as the Alter Rebbe explains, you meditate on what's called Memalek Kol Almin, the indwelling permeating light of God in reality, which in simple English means you meditate that the whole world that you see and all the details of everything you see in the world are unified. There's an essential unity, an essential unified light that is God, that is the reality of everything that you see. As he gives an example, you start by looking at grass. Any particular blade of grass that you see has a mazel, has a constellation of stars above that's causing it to grow. And all these blades of grass and all those stars has a unified energy life force that's permeating in all of them. And also all the animals and all the other vegetative things and people and angels, all of reality has one indwelling light that's bringing about each blade of grass and each star and each thing you see in the world. And that unified animus mundi, soul of the world, is that light of God. And going to war means focusing on the innate, permeating, unifying light of God that's within all of reality, the Mamalek Kol Almin, the Shechina, the light of God that fills the world. And that allows your mind to come to a state of dveikus, to cleave to the divine. When you're able to really perceive and think deeply how all of reality has an indwelling light of God that unifies everything, and that you're looking at God's light when you're seeing everything, that's how your mind has a dveikus hanefesh, how your mind is cleaving to God, which is in everything. And slowly by meditating on that, you will come to appreciate that God is life, that any life you experience is godliness. You realize that life and godliness are really synonyms. And then all of a sudden you reveal the innermost part of your heart, you redeem the princess, because then you want to connect not just to the light of God that's within the world, the Mamalek Kol Almin, not just the light of God which is finite within the universe, but God's infinite essence, Soviv Kol Almin, God's transcendent, infinite Ein Sof, his infinite being. Because you're no longer content just to be connected to the light of God that's finite within reality. You want God himself, his infinite transcendent being. And when you come to that innermost desire from the innermost point of your heart, you have then married the princess and want nothing other than to become one with God. You reach the beautiful woman, the Eishes Yifas Toyer, the Neshama, the innermost part of your heart that wants nothing other than to become completely unified with God. Which then that princess that you've redeemed, that innermost Zion within you, is motivated to do nothing other than mitzvahs, other than learn Hashem's Torah. And in that merit, we will take out the ultimate princess of Knesset Yisrael, the princess that we all are, the entire Jewish people together, with the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu.